What gardener doesn't want their very own greenhouse? There are some low-cost and effective choices today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
With the cooler temperatures also comes a desire to extend the growing season. Many homeowners consider trying a greenhouse. Thoughts of being warm and cozy, tending seedlings, or maybe even vegetables like tomatoes are common. But greenhouses are more expensive than the average gardener may want to spend. A permanent greenhouse must be situated to take advantage of available sunlight. Temporary greenhouses may be a more attractive solution. A temporary greenhouse can be moved around and follow the sun as it changes through the year. Ranging from a simple structure made from PVC to elaborate kits, there's a solution for almost everyone. Some kits can be assembled and disassembled in less than 30 minutes. This is a great benefit if you only need it for a few weeks in the spring, after which take it down and store in the garage until next year. A temporary greenhouse is not the place to keep prized plants or a collection over the winter. It's hard to maintain temperatures and provide adequate ventilation, and they are not that sturdy should the weather get rough. But to start seedlings in the spring, weeks before the last frost date, is a great benefit. Small temporary greenhouses can be held down using bricks or even strapped down during windy weather. Smaller plastic film houses will need ventilation. Those with rigid plastic walls usually will have mechanisms for supplying ventilation to control heat buildup on sunny days. A temporary greenhouse allows the homeowner to have the advantages of a greenhouse without spending a lot of money. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.